It's Monday, July 20th, 2015, and this is another one of those not really a radio-free burrito things. Say the thing, guy. Hello, everybody, and thank you for listening, I guess. I have really been enjoying doing this thing where I, like, give myself permission to not record a full podcast thing, and I just talk about stuff for a little bit. It's been enjoyable and no stress for me when a lot of time elapses between making a thing and then making a thing again. In this instance, like, you know, recording the podcast, I put this pressure on myself, and I know I shouldn't do that, but it happens anyway, to like make it worth the downtime and like make something really super great and awesome. And I just haven't felt that. So doing this instead lets me like do it without actually doing it. And that allows me to sort of like trick my brain into thinking that it's totally okay. So let's very briefly talk about movies and the weekend. Ann and I have been watching movies, because, we've been making time to watch movies. We realized that we are quite often just going, and we're not really making time to just kind of like relax and enjoy something someone else made, right? So this all started when we watched the movie It Follows, which I think I talked about before. I really, really liked it a lot. I think it's a super great movie and is absolutely worth watching. So we had a double date on Friday night with my friend Chris Hardwick and his girlfriend Lydia, and we went to the Magic Castle, and it was awesome, and it was really super fun. I was jokingly, like joking, not joking, saying, hey, we're going to go have a double date, you know, like people do, and we went and had dinner, and then watched a bunch of shows at the Magic Castle, and it was really incredible. It was really super fun. Chris and I are both associate members there, so we can kind of go whenever we want, which is really neat, because I love magic, and I've actually loved magic my entire life. There are some pictures floating around of me, like, with, like, those little kid magic kits, like the little box of, like, 12 magic tricks you can do right now, one of those sorts of things. My Aunt Val, who you will know by name if you've read Dancing Barefoot, was always giving me those for my birthday, and I actually got relatively good. I mean, I think as good as a little kid with small hands can be at things like the French drop and certain card tricks. And I got pretty good at forcing cards, and I got pretty good at like doing those little sleight of hand things. And I've been enjoying watching it so much at Magic Castle that I've been thinking about maybe going and doing it, like taking some magic lessons, and picking that up as a hobby. I'm at this weird point in my life right now where things that I have done traditionally as hobbies are kind of encroaching into things I do for work. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, because getting to do what I love and I'm passionate about as part of my creative life, and then getting to share those things with other people and hopefully inspiring people to do those things is a really great thing. But the other side of it is, like, if my job is like, God, this is going to sound so douchey, and it's just going to sound like the biggest fucking first and nerd world problem ever, but try to bear with me, okay? And try not to judge. If my job all week is like, you know, I'm researching and playing like board games or something, when it's time to unwind, well, I kind of don't want to do that. And that's sort of sad, because I really enjoy doing it. In fact, this weekend I played games with some of my friends, and it was really hard to just take that part of my brain that's constantly thinking, like, is this going to be a game that we could work with on the show, and like turning that part of the brain off and just enjoying the game. That said, we had a really good time playing this game called Lanterns, and if there's more tabletop, I think that I might put it on the show, because I really, really enjoyed it. We also played a game called Discount Salmon, which won the tabletop deathmatch. It would never work on tabletop, because it's a simultaneous play game, but it was pretty fun and ridiculous. And then we also played Russian Railroads, which I super love, but is a game that also I think is just, there's too much going on for that to work on tabletop. I'm going to get, trust me, I know I have set off all these different threads, but I'm going to circle back around and we'll reduce back down to the original thing, which was about movies. So we're staying on games for a moment. We were playing Russian Railroads, which is a fairly deep strategy game. Some people believe that, like Puerto Rico, there's sort of a script that you follow, where like you have to do these moves in order, and if you don't do these particular moves, you're like playing suboptimally, and it takes things away. And my friend Cal and I were talking about that, right? Like, I don't play games that way, and I imagine that if you're playing in a Puerto Rico tournament where everyone plays like that, maybe you have to make certain moves in a certain order so that the baseline that everyone is competing on is the same, right? It's sort of like in chess, where like there's, you know, this relatively finite set of opening moves, right? And what you're supposed to do when someone makes this opening move is counter with this other opening move, and if you don't, then they may have an inherent advantage on you for the rest of the match. One of the things that I say and believe to counter that, and I learned this playing tournament poker, is if someone is playing, quote, the wrong way, it can be really hard to, like, work your game plan against them. And I think it's what sets truly great strategic and clever players apart from people who are just good, is that ability to adapt and change as you're playing more strategic games. And if, you know, like, I expect, oh, well, surely this guy is supposed to do, you know, this thing on this particular turn, then he doesn't. And I'm like, uh-oh, well, I was setting up to counter that move that he should make, and then he didn't make it, you know, and like, now I don't know what to do. But anyway, we were playing Russian Railroads, which is a fun game, I really enjoy it. And Cal said, have you thought about doing some games on tabletop that are a little more like intermediate to advanced games, as opposed to the beginner to intermediate games that we've featured for the last three seasons? And I told him what I'm gonna tell you now, no, because tabletop is not a show that is geared toward advanced gamers. Tabletop is really not a show that's even geared toward, like, intermediate gamers. I'm saying that, you know, advanced and intermediate gamers can enjoy the show, of course, but it's really geared toward less experienced, less power gamery gamers, because I want to introduce people to games. I want people to play more games. I want people to discover games. And I want people who have not played games before to understand why we do it. That's the fundamental goal for the show. And in the past, when we have tried to expand a little bit and play games that are a little more complicated, what I've noticed happening is we lose the ability to communicate with and entertain the core audience of the show, which is like a lot of families and people who are like, you know, looking for new games to discover and people who want to be entertained and all that stuff, because they're not particularly interested in that, you know, intermediate to advanced kind of strategy sort of thing. And we get into a realm where the only people who would enjoy that are people who have, for the most part, decided that they hate me and they hate the show. And we're like not serving the main audience of the show, and then serving an audience that doesn't want to be served. So to that end, I don't think we will ever see games like Puerto Rico or Agricola or Power Grid on tabletop, which is a shame, but that is, you know, that's a reality that I have to accept. You know, we tried that a little bit this last season with Stone Age, which I don't think is a particularly complicated, advanced game for people to play. Of course, we massively fucked up one of the most important rules in the game, which ultimately I think doesn't matter because we fucked it up consistently. But that's one of those things that really infuriated me, because the person who was supposed to do that and keep track of that both taught me the game the wrong way and then didn't catch it right on the set. And then when I was like, oh, dude, we did this wrong, was like, oh, well, they'll deal with it, which is very upsetting. But anyway, enough of that. I know people are going to yell at me again, which is super and a thing that I really love. You may have just heard my cat Watson come walking into the room. So we played these games. It was really, really fun. And at the end of the day, we played for probably like 6 hours, I guess. And at the end of the game day, I thanked my friends for coming over and realized that like tabletop's about to go on hiatus for a while, and I'm actually really looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to just playing games for the sake of playing games. And Titan's Grave Season 1 is going to wrap up in just a couple of weeks, and then I'll be able to run RPGs just for the sake of running RPGs with my friends again. And I'm really looking forward to that. I think that's really going to be fun. So to go back a layer, I'm thinking about opening up some of my old Now You See It, Now You Don't magic books, or maybe taking some classes at the Magic Castle just to learn some simple, like, sleight of hand things, little street magic tricks, things that I can do when I'm, like, out in the world to entertain myself and perhaps entertain other people just as a hobby, not something that intersects with my work life in any way at all. I think that would be a lot of fun. So while we were at Magic Castle with Chris and Lydia, we were talking about movies during dinner, and I had asked them if they had seen Ex Machina and if they'd seen It Follows and Fury Road, and they'd seen all of them, and they really loved all of it. And they told me that they really love horror movies too, and thrillers and interesting films like that. And I had written off horror movies for a really long time because I don't remember when it happened, but you know when horror movies stopped being about like intense psychological thriller kind of stuff, and it stopped being about like kind of weird tense stuff with the occasional cat scare, and just turned into that like gory torture porn stuff. And I felt like that was all that was getting made in the world of horror movies, right? But then I would occasionally see things like The Others that I thought was really great. You know, there were even things that I liked in Paranormal Activity, which I think kind of fell apart toward the end. And what's the other one that I liked? I loved Drag Me to Hell. So we were talking about these things. And anyway, they recommended a bunch of different movies. And one of them that they recommended is this movie called Spring that Ann and I saw over the weekend. And this movie is really cool. I don't want to give anything away about it. I will tell you that it has elements of horror, elements of comedy, and elements of romance. And the performances are really great. The photography is amazing. I really enjoyed it. I highly recommend checking out if you have the ability. I believe it is worth your time. I can't remember the name of the other movie that we watched over the weekend. Bear with me while I try to dig it up while I keep talking. But this was a movie that we really wanted to like, and it completely fell apart in like the last 15 minutes. Like it went from being, and I've seen this happen a lot in movies like this, where there's this great idea that's a little high concept with really like cool performances, and the movie's really great, and then right up until the very end. And then it just falls apart, right? Almost like a development executive said, well, you have to wrap this up, and you have to, like, now it needs a happy ending, or now it needs a shock ending, or whatever. Oh, it's called Haunter, H-A-U-N-T-E-R, with Abigail Breslin. And I loved so much about it. And I was, like, I only give 5 stars on Netflix when it's flawless, right? In this one, I was on my way to giving it like 4 stars because I thought it was really great. And then the last 15 minutes dropped it to 2 stars, which is a bummer. But I still think it's worth watching. It's a pretty cool, pretty fun movie to see. So that is how I spent my weekend, kind of recharging by watching movies and reconnecting with my artistic self. And this is a 14-minute long introduction to this stupid thing that I made in Audacity over the weekend that is just a little dark ambient track that I put together by sampling a bunch of stuff and putting it through some filters and then playing around with GarageBand and making some electronic sounds with GarageBand. My friend Sean Bonner and I are about to launch a creative project where we're going to make some weird, like, ambient slash noise, what, noise core, I guess? I don't know, ambient noise music stuff that should be kind of cool. And this is just part of me. This is part of my experimental process fooling around with this and figuring out exactly how it works. So I'm going to end the podcast by playing this thing for you. I call it Nine Lives, which should become apparent in a moment. Now, there is a happy accident that happens in the middle of this thing. There is an audio track that I'd been experimenting with that I was trying to build around, and I found that, like, ultimately I just didn't like it and I wanted to take it out. So I muted it in Audacity, forgot that I had left it in the mix, and then mixed and rendered the entire file, which can't be undone, and it was now just part of it. When I played it back, I was like, wait, I thought I took that thing out, but it ended up in it, and it's still not my favorite. It's a little jarring, it's a little out of place, but I still think that it kind of works. I imagine that, like, maybe if you didn't know all that stuff, you wouldn't feel like, oh, that didn't work. Or maybe you would, I don't know. But it's a thing that I had a fun time doing, so I'm going to put it in this silly little podcast. And while this is encoding and uploading, I'm going to get ready to go work out. Because, check this out, I've been doing this thing where I kind of, like, I needed to, like, reset myself. And to do that, I needed to start... did I talk about this once before? I may have talked about this once before. Forgive me if you've heard this already, but I decided that I needed to, like, exercise more, eat a little bit more healthy, drink less beer, and do more things to nourish my creative self. And since I did all that, it's been a week, and since I started doing that, I feel really good. I'm sleeping really well. Which I hadn't been doing for a long time. I am actually falling asleep quickly and sleeping through the night. I'm creatively inspired every day, and I feel less, like, stressed and unhappy. I cannot mistake correlation for causation, but I would definitely put all, like, I'm sure that all of these things together, and I think also just making the commitment to, like, fundamentally change a lot of my behavior patterns, and also that we're past Comic Con and I don't have to do any traveling until Gen Con, and then that's it for the rest of the year for me, minus, like, a vacation that I'm going to take and a trip up to Portland to see my sister and her family, and go to Rose City Comic Con. Like, that's it for me for this year. Like, I'm relaxing and enjoying myself. I have decided that I'm taking, did I say this already? I'm taking the entire month of August off so that I can write and be creative. And I'm really excited about that. So anyway, I'm getting ready to go exercise for today because that feels good. I may have mentioned this in the last one. I noticed that I'd, like, gained a bunch of weight. 8 pounds is a lot for me. I've lost half of it. So that's pretty exciting. And I'm generally feeling better about a lot of things. So anyway, it's a good thing that this is not an actual Radio Free Burrito, because I kind of feel like it's a bunch of just me talking about stuff, and I don't know why that seems to me lame, but I've learned that enough people who listen to this actually kind of like that kind of stuff. So I hope you enjoy this, and if you don't mind, I would love it if those of you listening to the podcast would go to radiofreeburrito.com and just comment on this. Let me know what you want to hear more of. Let me know what you think about the podcast. Let me know, like, you know, what's going on. If something I said in this spurred, like inspired an idea in your head for, like, oh, you should look at, or, hey, think about, or whatever. I kind of crave and miss that sort of interaction. And, it's sort of like, one, it lets me know that I'm not wasting my time with this, that people are actually, you know, listening and it means something to other people out there. But also, like, I kind of miss the conversation that used to happen on blogs. I feel like social media has fractured things so much that it's just not possible to keep up. And we've sort of, like, trained ourselves to, like, think in, you know, Twitter length instead of thinking in, like, blog length. And I kind of miss that. So I'm hoping that we can, like, maybe get that stuff rolling again. So anyway, please listen to, and I hope that you will enjoy this thing. It is called Nine Lives. It is an original thing by me. Like everything I do, it's released under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike license. If you'd like to download a copy of it to use for yourself, you can get it at my SoundCloud. There will be a link to that in the show notes. And until we meet again, don't be a dick and play more games. Bye.
Henrietta Pussycat lives in the schoolhouse. She's the governess of 9 nice mice.
Come on, 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 come on